7:45 on your Tuesday morning. It's your 18th day of August. It's James and Julie in the
studio
this morning.
It is what it is.
I was trying to think of a big word to use there.
Studio works.
Yeah, studio works.
That's where we
yeah,
are.
we'll just take that one. How you doing today?
Good.
A little rain last night on you guys at the baseball field,
yeah.
Huh?
Pouring for
it
about
was pouring.
10 minutes.
Isn't that amazing? Like on my end of town, it was like sprinkling a little bit.
And got a little monsoon.
Julie was
out
just saying,
south.
Yeah, monsoon
yeah, like
was out.
Sopping
there.
Wet by the time you got to the car.
Yeah,
it was fun though. I mean, I was like, yeah, bring it.
Base is a little slippery, but we were all right.
Did you win, lose?
Won the first game, lost the second game.
Okay. So are you done?
How it goes. Yep. That's
all
the end
done?
Of the
season. That's the end of the season.
For co-ed.
It's a wrap.
For co-ed, yeah. For co-ed, we're done.
Okay. You got the men's league finishing
up. Wednesday.
Yep,
and then we're all done.
All right. Let's look at the date book today. 18th day of August. American explorer Meriwether Lewis was born on this date, 1774. Lewis and Clark.
Yeah.
Of course. Just up the road here.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't realize his first name wasn't Lewis. I thought it was his first name. His last name was Lewis. But Clark.
He's not as well known of the duo.
Right.
And he was actually probably more of a spearheading person in that whole thing.
What was Clark's first name? Do you know?
Lewis.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
It was
That'd be weird.
Lewis and Lewis and Clark.
It's Lewis and Clark and Lewis Clark.
His first name's Lewison. No.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was one guy.
Yeah.
Lewis and Clark.
Lewis and Clark. Meriwether Lewis.
I don't know
what Clark's name was. Why does that? It'll come to me, but I can't think of it right now. Anyway, while you look at that, James. 1834, American businessman Marshall Field was born.
Marshall Fields.
Marshall's department stores.
Yeah. I think it was called Marshall Fields in the beginning.
Was it?
But I don't know.
William Clark.
William, thank you.
Yeah.
Jeez. 1904, cosmetic manufacturer Max Factor was born. I didn't even know.
What year?
1904. I didn't even know that was a real person.
It's a person?
It is.
Oh.
Max Factor. Cosmetics?
Mm-hmm.
There was a person named Max Factor. I didn't know that.
His name was Max Factor?
Right.
That's a cool name.
That is
probably
a cool
Maximilian.
Name.
Hey, I'm Min Factor. That's his brother.
Yeah, Max and Min.
Max and Min. Bob Woodruff, ABC News anchor, 65 today. Caitlin Olson, actress, is 51 today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Caitlin Olson.
One of the Olson sisters?
No.
But not the twins?
Not
no.
the twin.
No. Caitlin Olson from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Very good, James.
Mm-hmm.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
One of my favorite shows.
Funny show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah.
Okay. Really? Well, you guys gave it
been running for 20 seasons now.
Really?
It's one of the longest running quote unquote sitcoms. Kind of a sitcom, I guess. But
okay. 1969, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair near Bethel, New York, concluded with the mid morning set. Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Love it.
Man,
what a way to end that, huh?
Mid morning Jimi Hendrix.
Mid morning Jimi Hendrix.
Waking up at 9:30 and
after a week long music and art fair, why? Jeez, everybody's like, oh, man. And they're going, this dude can play.
I didn't know it was an art fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole documentary on that that's amazing. Like, security were just people that showed up and said, we'll do it. And you look at the masses of people.
Oh, I know.
And
it rained.
Yeah.
Massively.
Yeah.
There's that one, and then there's the famously opposite end, Woodstock 99.
Right.
Which was also kind of a disaster.
A bad disaster.
Yeah.
The original was a good disaster.
Yeah. They were on an airstrip and it was 105 degrees outside in northern New York.
No water.
Yeah, it was awful.
Okay. Today is mail order catalog day. The old ones.
The
old
ones. SkyMall.
There's still some out there.
There's still, yeah.
SkyMall.
Yeah. Ice cream pie day. Okay.
No.
Yeah. Really?
I'll take pie and ice cream.
Yeah.
Ice cream pie, no thank you.
Okay. A warm pie with ice cream on it.
Okay. Look at Julie. her eyes are like, wow, I could really use that right now.
Coffee. Yeah.
Okay.
This is here. Going back really quickly to Jimi Hendrix. This is why I don't think I'd be good for the Woodstock, like any sort of festival like that, because I hear mid-morning Jimi Hendrix concert and I'm like, I don't want to do that. 9:30 in the morning, and I have to get up and hear. And no, I mean, Jimi Hendrix, one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah,
but 9:30 a.m. hearing him just absolutely rip the guitar does not sound like a enjoyable.
And that mid morning, that mid morning set skyrocketed him into fame too.
Yeah, it was.
That's probably why I'd be bad for those festivals.
I mean, you're the last act.
Yeah,
and that
mid morning,
and then 9:30 in the morning. Yeah. I'm going out big.
Yeah, you've been sleeping on the grass all weekend. It's been raining.
Yeah,
you probably got
sleeping in the mud.
You probably got poop all over you because that was all over the place. You gotta wake up at 9:30 and you're like,
okay, I'm ready to jam.
Yeah, right, I don't want to do this now.
What's this on my calf?
Yeah,
it's not mud.
It probably smells terrible over there.
Probably
you're kind of place to hang out, James.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
have you thought about this?
I'd rather be anywhere else. I don't know if I want to be Jimi Hendrix at 9:30 in the morning after all that.
Okay. I think all the other things you just mentioned, that would have been the minimal.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But then you got to get up at 9:30 and all you're hearing is the electric guitar. It's like,
probably a screaming headache.
Everything
too.
Smells bad. Yeah.
From the night before.
I don't know if that's for me.
Okay. No, James, I would say that is not for you.
Shout out to people that would go. Okay. I don't know if that would be me.
Today's Never Give Up Day.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Really saying it's okay sometimes.
I think there's times when it's okay to give up.
Okay.
I think I do. Yeah.
I agree with you. Depends what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Today is Fajita Day.
Okay.
All right.
Love fajitas.
Yeah.
And they're not sizzling. That's like a whole.
Yeah. They're good.
The whole appeal.
In the UK, a woman on Friday, yes, this Friday, her name is Ethel Carterham in the UK. She will turn 117.
Wow.
Whoa. I feel like we hear about a person that's always getting older
Ethel Carterham.
Yeah.
That's an English name.
And then the next day, Angelica Tiscornia of Argentina will turn 114.
Cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
That is cool.
Hey, new study out, Nile River, much older than we thought. They think it's like 30 million years old.
Random fact
right there.
I was going to ask, how old did they think it was before that?
I don't know. A woman from India set a new world record, longest hair on a living female. Wow.
On a living female,
yes. Measuring 8 feet, 10
inches. Why does that have to be the discrepancy?
I know.
8 feet.
8 feet. She has not cut her hair since 2015.
Holy cow. Her hair grows fast then.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
The longest recorded hair ever belonged to a woman in China. Her in 2004. She grew her hair out to 18 feet.
Was she living? I was going to make the joke.
You stole his thunder there. Yeah, longest hair ever belonged to her. No, I don't know if she's now living or not, but that's what was recorded. She probably cut it.
18 feet is crazy. Why would anybody want that?
Yeah, think how heavy it is.
Yeah.
Oh, brushing man. It.
Probably
got to
get headaches. Yeah.
The most unusual human being I have ever seen was in Cut Bank, Montana.
What an intro.
Yeah.
Does this have to do
and
with
the reason I say that, yes, because... Oh. This guy was in the back. I'm sitting in my car in Cut Bank. I think I was just finishing up getting some gas, waiting for people. And this guy was riding, and this big truck pulls up. And I thought it was a Shetland pony in the back. It was a guy. His hair looked
like...
It's
a large discrepancy.
His hair looked like it was a big horse's mane. I have all the way to the ground. I have never seen a person like that ever in my life.
Ew.
I was like, wow. I thought I didn't
you
know.
You mean that was some sort of serious mullet?
Yeah. Yeah. His hair was hugely thick.
Yeah.
And he had a beard that went down below his waist.
Wow.
He had a beard that went down below his waist. And his hair looked like a horse's mane.
Weird.
All the way to the ground.
This is all gross to me.
I have never seen a person like that in my entire life.
I don't like that. That's gross.
Like that.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's gross.
Yeah, crazy. Wow. That was crazy. I remember that vividly. I was like, wow.
Did you go up to him? Hey, I thought you were a pony.
No, I didn't go up to him. No, James, I stayed away. Better to watch from afar.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
I thought you were a
pony.
Yeah. I thought you were a horse, man.
My little pony.
You got some great hair, dude. Yeah, let's just say he looked like he came from Woodstock.
Was it a split second, or how long did you think that guy was a horse?
Because
that's a more concerted question.
A little while.
What?
Yeah.
You saw him get out and walk around. You're like,
well,
oh, that's
he was
not a
standing
horse.
Up on the bed of the truck.
Yeah.
Holding onto the cab. So the truck went by me. So all I'm seeing is the back of his hair. Mm-hmm. And I thought,
weird.
Is that a... I was like,
oh, I see what you're saying.
Shetland pony.
Okay. That would be confusing.
Yeah. I've never seen...
Because it looks like the horse is looking up over the thing.
I have never seen a human being anywhere close to
yeah.
that.
That's interesting.
It was. It was the most interesting thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
And then he hopped out of the truck and he was on all fours. And you're like, yes. Whoa.
Yeah.
He's both.
I know, right? Yeah, that was some crazy stuff. Okay, trivia today. What food has something called the calyx basin on it?
Calyx basin.
C-A-L-Y-X.
Calyx basin on it?
The calyx basin.
What food?
Yes.
Pasta.
Shepherd's pie.
What is it?
Shepherd's pie.
Nope. Calyx basin.
I said pasta.
It's an apple.
Oh.
Oh, it's the where the little thing
it's
is.
The indentation.
Top. Yeah.
On the bottom.
Oh, bottom. Okay.
On the bottom of the apple. The indentation. Oh. So when you have an apple today, look at the bottom. That's a calyx. Then you can go, then you can thank
calyx
the morning
basin.
Show for that.
So yeah.
The morning show said that's the.
Calyx Basin.
And if you didn't know, Lewis and Clark was their first name.
Right.
Their last name.
Yeah. Nice. I did not know that. Okay. More trivia today. The first buffet opened in New York City in 1885, but it was different from today's buffets in two ways. Tell me one way.
It wasn't all you could eat.
Customers ate standing up.
Oh.
That was
one.
That's awful.
And the other one is awful, too. Only men were allowed to eat.
What a weird...
This was 1885. I know.
I want to go back to that. No. You got to eat standing up, and it's only
women.
Men.
How interesting. It was the Exchange Buffet in New York City.
So women didn't need to be part of that conversation.
What a stupid thing that was around.
Interesting. I know, right?
You're wearing the most uncomfortable clothing. You're standing up eating
some
just god-awful thing that was cooked in the most, the worst conditions.
Probably. A person goes through almost 7 quarts of this every minute.
7 quarts?
Goes through it?
Yes, goes through almost 7 quarts of this every minute.
I mean, I was going to say... Blood pumping through your body.
Air.
7 quarts.
Never heard of air measuring
being
quarts.
Being measured in quarts. Yes. Yeah.
Every.
I'm thinking a liquid.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. How many people say they like the taste of envelope glue? Ooh.
0%, hopefully.
23%.
11.
Yeah. Those people are weird.
Wow.
That's weirder than the Shetland pony man.
What's the only city in the U.S. to have all 4 of its professional sports teams make the playoff in a calendar year? Mr. Sportsman.
All 4 teams make
California. New York.
Chicago?
Philadelphia.
Philly. Oh. That makes sense.
Philadelphia. Before winning the presidential election, go vote today.
Yeah. If you do it so much, go back again if you want to.
Go back again.
That's a joke, everybody. Yeah. That's satire.
Before winning the presidential election in 1860, Abraham Lincoln did this 5 times.
Ran 5 times?
No, he did this 5 times.
Filed for bankruptcy.
That'd be crazy.
He did file for bankruptcy.
I know, but not 5 times.
He lost 5 elections.
Well, I was kind of right. Ran 5 times.
Other 5 other elections.
Well, I'm glad he never gave up.
Never give up day. That's why. Hence, never give up day. There you go. All right. Have a great day. Go vote today.
Go vote.
Polls are open till 7 o'clock tonight. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. It's 8 a.m. He didn't deserve you because you're